just to like clarify a bit. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早.
This morning we'll be looking at Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 1 to 15.
今早我们要看的经文是以西结第十一章.
Before we begin, let us pray. Lord Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning's worship. Pray the Lord, your Spirit continue to guide us and give us wisdom to understand your word for us this morning. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Now, in the passage, we hear of two names, Jazaniah and Pelatiah.
经文里我们听到两个人的名字, 亚萨尼亚和比拉提.
Now, they were known as the princes of the people.
他们被称为是民间的首领.
Now, they were the top political leaders representing the house of Israel.
他们代表以色列家的政治领袖.
They were the policy advisors who gave wicked counsel to Jehoiakim and Zedekiah, the last two despotic kings.
专给约雅敬和西底亚最后两个犹大专制君王提出邪恶的议案.
They were responsible for the city's wrongdoings.
他们该为城里所犯的不法行为负责.
And in this chapter, we read about Ezekiel's prophecy of judgment on these 25 men, these wicked counselors.
在这段经文中，我们看到以西结的预言对这25个邪恶的领袖做出审判.
Now, not much is known about what these wicked policies were.
我们并不具体地了解这些邪恶的政策是什么.
The only clue left for us is in verse 3.
唯一的线索是在第三节.
It could be related to a certain housing policy.
可能是和耶路撒冷公共房屋政策有关.
In the ESV, English Standard Version, it is read as a statement, the time is not near to build houses.
在ESV的翻译里, 它是一个声明说盖房屋的时候尚未临近.
Your common NIV translated as a question instead, will it not soon be time to build houses?
NIV翻译成了一个问题, 盖房子的时候岂不是还没到来?
The latest NIV translation online goes further and assumes the houses have already been built.
新的NIV翻译进一步假设房屋已经建设了.
It reads, haven't our houses been recently rebuilt?
我们的房子不是最近才被重建吗?
Now the ESV translation offers a totally opposite meaning from the other two NIV translations.
The ESV翻译提供了和两个NIV翻译完全相反的意思.
In the ESV, the policy advisors were discouraging the city from building houses for its citizens.
在ESV里,政策领袖不鼓励为公民建造房屋.
Maybe they want to direct the building funds to build up the city walls instead.
也许他们正试图把资金投入于加强城墙.
They want to enhance the city defense and to improve national security.
他们想提高城墙和保卫城市的戒备.
At the expense of social welfare care.
而忽略了公共社会服务.
Given that the city has already experienced one siege earlier, 10 years earlier from that day, by the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar II in 597 BC.
城市已经经历过一次被巴比伦王, 尼布甲尼撒二世在 597 BC 被包围.
And Ezekiel has also prophesied about an imminent siege in chapter 4.
而以西结在第四章已发出近期第二次围困的警告.
This translation sounds plausible.
这样的翻译看似有理的.
So to put it in simple terms, the time is not ready to build houses. We need to build our city walls instead.
现在不是盖房子的时候，我们需要建立城墙.
The policy advisors created a sense of fear in the people to wag the dog.
这些政策领袖在人们心中制造了恐惧感.
To wag the dog means to divert attention from what should otherwise be of greater importance.
转移他们对更重要的事的注意力.
On the other hand, the two NIV translation put a positive spin on the verse and encourage this building project instead.
另一方面, NIV翻译用, 比较积极的字眼, 像是鼓励建设工程.
Now they were trying to give the citizens a sense of false security.
他们试图给市民一个安, 错误的安全感.
Look, our city is safe and secure.
瞧, 我们的城市是安全的.
It has survived one siege.
它能够成功地经历一次的攻击.
It will surely survive another.
必将可以抵挡另一个.
Let's build houses instead.
让我们盖房子吧.
The time is right for us to build houses.
这个时候盖房子是正确的.
Those houses destroyed in the earlier siege Heaven, those houses have already been recently rebuilt.
在第一次围攻摧毁那些房子，不是最近被重建吗？
Now, be it a sense of fear or a false sense of security, the policy advisors are ultimately advising the people to put their trust in them.
无论是恐惧或虚假的安全感，政策领袖最终建议人民完全信任他们。
Whether to build houses now or later, it does not matter.
是否现在或以后建造房屋并不重要。
Our city wall is what we need to protect our citizens living within it.
我们的城墙是所有住在其中的公民需要保护的。
The second part of the wicked counsel reads, "This city is a cooking pot, and we are the meat."
他们邪恶的政策的第二个部分说到，这城是锅，我们是肉。
What does this phrase mean?
是什么意思呢？
It simply means we are the citizens of this city.
它只是意味着我们是这个城市的公民。
This city refers to Jerusalem, the cooking pot.
这个城市就是指耶路撒冷那个锅。
The house of Israel is the meat inside it.
以色列是其中的肉。
As long as we remain within, we are safe.
只要我们在这些墙内，我们是安全的。
This metaphorical abstract symbolism, the cooking pot, is the significant sign act.In this chapter,
这个象征锅是今天的故事的要点。
Now, later on in verses 5 to 12, the cooking pot metaphor is transformed.
在第五到第十二节里，烹饪锅的比喻有了转化。
The meat in the pot, supposedly safe and secure, now becomes a pressure cooker.
在锅里的肉该觉得安全可靠的，现在却变成了高压锅。
Broiled and cooked by her enemies.
被敌人给烤煮。
What was once considered safe is now a melting pot of death.
一度被认为安全的，目前却是死亡的炉。
In putting their trust in the military defense of the city walls, the kings and the foreign, the policy advisors have indirectly killed many in the city.
把信任交托在城墙和军事防卫上，国王和他们的政策领袖间接而有效地杀害了这个城市的许多人民。
How so?
怎么会这样呢？
This prophecy came true during the second siege in 587 BC.
这个预言应验在公元前587年。
The city walls were destroyed.
耶路撒冷再度被围困。
The first temple of Jerusalem was destroyed.
城墙被毁，耶路撒冷的第一个圣殿也被摧毁。
The entire city was practically burned to the ground.
整个城市几乎被烧为平地。
Men, women, and children was all slain by the perpetrators.
男人、妇女和小孩都被凶手杀害。
Like meat in a cooking pot, supposedly protected, provided protection to its people, became a closed-up cage for its enemies to kill all within it.
就像烹饪锅里的肉，锅原来是为人民提供保护，却成了一个封闭的笼子，让敌人赶尽杀绝。
No one was able to escape the atrocity.
没有人能够逃脱即将到来的暴行。
This was a result of the wicked counselors instilling fear or a sense of security in the hearts of Israel.
这是邪恶的领袖灌输以色列人民心中的恐惧和虚假安全感的结果。
The Israel in Jerusalem remained in their wicked ways and refused to repent before God.
耶路撒冷的以色列仍然在他们恶行中，并拒绝在神面前悔改。
The citizens suffered and political and social injustice by those who promised to watch over them.
人民因为相信答应看顾他们的政治领袖而遭受政治和社会的不公义。
Their policies led to more deaths in the city because they did not place their trust in Yahweh.
他们的政策导致了城里更多人死亡，因为他们没有信靠耶和华。
God is going to judge them.
神将要审判他们。
It reads, "I will bring the sword upon you."
我必使刀剑临到你们。
I will bring you out of the midst of it.
我必从这城中带出你们去。
And give you into the hands of foreigners and execute judgment upon you.
交在外邦人手中，且要在你们中间施行审判。
God is going to judge these policy advisors for their sins and wickedness.
神将要审判这些行罪孽和邪恶的政治领袖。
Also in verse 10, which is repeated in verse 12, you shall fall by the sword. I will judge you at the border of Israel.
你们必倒在刀下，我必在以色列的境界审判你们。
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
你们就知道我是耶和华。
What does it mean to know that Yahweh is the Lord?
知道耶和华是主是什么意思呢？
As you know, Israel is the chosen nation.
以色列是被拣选的国。
It was Yahweh who chose Israel to be his chosen nation among the Gentiles.
耶和华拣选以色列为他的国。
But when the house of Israel abandoned the laws of God and walked in the ways of its enemies, they are no longer set apart from the Gentiles.
当以色列抛弃了上帝的律法和邻国一样，他们不再与外邦人分别为圣。
They become one like the foreigners and no longer able to fulfill the role of the chosen nation.
他们变得像外邦人一样，不能完成被拣选为神的国的职分。
It is not so much that Israel does not know that Yahweh is their Lord.
以色列不是不知道耶和华是他们的主。
They know.
他们知道。
But they have failed in their responsibility as God's covenantal partner.
但他们未能履行与神的立约。
This city shall be your cauldron, nor shall not be your cauldron, nor shall you be the meat in the midst of it.
这城必不做你们的锅，你们也不做其中的肉。
In verse 11, it says, I will judge you at the border of Israel.
我必在以色列的境界审判你们。
God would cleanse the policy advisors not in Jerusalem, but at its borders.
神将洁净以色列人，但不是在耶路撒冷里，而是在他的边界。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they did not deserve to die in their homeland.
因为他们没有权利死在自己的家园。
The land which is given to them by God.
这个土地是上帝给他们的。
They were the leaders of Israel.
他们是以色列的领袖。
They were the princes of the people.
他们是他们的政治领袖。
They failed.
但他们失败了。
They will be judged at the borders.
所以他们会在边界里被审判。
This happened exactly to the leaders who were not in exile in Babylon during the second siege.
这恰好就是发生在第二次围困中，那些没有在巴比伦被掳的领袖身上。
God Himself pronounced judgment, the charges against Israel and her leaders.
神亲自宣布对以色列和他的领袖的指控。
Verse 12 it says, "For you have not walked in my statutes nor obeyed my rules."
第十二节，因为你们没有遵行我的律例，也没有顺从我的典章。
But I've acted according to the rules of the nations that are around you.
却随从你们四围列国的恶规。
Israel has sinned against God.
以色列得罪神。
Israel has strayed from her calling as a chosen nation.
不跟随神。
Israel has disobeyed God and turned from His ways.
却照邻国的方式而活。
Judgment is imminent for those within the city.
审判即将来到城市范围内的人
and also for those wicked counselors
和那些邪恶的领袖上
before the siege the prophet Jeremiah has already heavily criticized King Jehoiakim for his public policies
即使在被围攻之前先知耶利米已经严重的被批评严重的批评约雅敬和他所施行的政策。
As we know, Jehoiakim was a vassal king of both the Egyptians and the Babylonians.
约雅敬是埃及和巴比伦下的附庸王。
His policies were largely controlled by the two foreigners.
他的政策都受两个国王所控制。
Never for the benefit of his own people.
从不是为自己人民利益而着想。
Jehoiakim was also remembered for burning one of the manuscripts of Jeremiah's prophecies.
约雅敬也是负责焚烧耶利米预言手稿的王。
Jeremiah was commanded by God to speak against Jehoiakim for his wickedness.
耶利米受上帝的差派，指控约雅敬的恶行。
Here, Ezekiel was also commanded by God to speak against the wicked counselors.
在这里，以西结也受上帝所派，对恶行的对行恶的领袖们做指控。
Ezekiel was never prepared to leave politics to the politicians.
以西结没有打算只让政治家管政治。
His politics and social concerns and he prophesies against these immoral political leaders of its day.
他就是要对这些行恶的政治家做出指控。
Yep. Ezekiel was also called the son of man.
他也是
several times in this prophetic book.
他也是被称为人子。
It simply means mortal, for Ezekiel is only human.
这只是意味着凡人，以西结的确只是一个凡人。
But he is a mortal who has been used by God as his servant.
但同时他也是上帝的仆人。
He was God's prophet.
上帝的先知。
God's mouthpiece to Israel.
以西结是上帝向以色列说话的代表。
Here is a quote which speaks about the power of prophetic words.
关于先知话语权柄，有人说。
If then there is the God of the Bible,
如果圣经里的上帝存在，
the conversation that is history,
历史就像一段对话，
is a conversation between God and his personal creatures.
历史也就是神与他的创造物的对话。
Prophets are those who speak God's word into the created conversation.
先知就是那些把神的话语说成一个对话的人。
Prophets' words are therefore not just powerful.
因此先知的话不只是强大的。
They maintain the world of history.
他们维持着历史的事件。
The power of utterance is without a doubt a powerful element in the prophetic voice of Ezekiel.
话语的权柄是毫无疑问的，也是以西结发出的预言强大的元素。
God's word makes history happen.
神的话语使历史发生。
God's word brought the world into being.
神的话语把世界给带入。
Just when Ezekiel was prophesying, Pilatia, one of the princes of the people mentioned earlier, died suddenly.
就在以西结说出预言时，比拿雅之前提过的领袖之一突然死亡。
Pastor Xiaohui thinks it's heart attack.
小辉牧师觉得是心脏病。
The text is not clear if he had died as a result of Ezekiel's prophecy against him.Like a curse.
这里没有清楚地说出他死亡的原因，是否是因为以西结的指控，像是一个诅咒。
Or was it coincidental?
或者是巧合。
No one knows for sure.
没有人知道。
But upon seeing the sudden death of Pilatia, Ezekiel fell down on his face and cried out with a loud voice and asked a crucial question.
但在看到比拿雅突然死亡，以西结脸伏在地，大声的呼叫，问一个非常关键的问题。
Ah, Lord God.
啊，主耶和华。
Will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel?
你要将以色列剩下的人灭绝。
In simple English, are you going to kill off all of Israel?
你要毁灭以色列吗？
No more descendants?
没有后裔。
Will there be a remnant of Israel after your judgment and punishment?
啊，以色列余剩的人也要被摧毁吗？
Have you completely given up hope?On your chosen nation.
你放弃了你拣选的国吗？
Is there hope for Israel?
以色列是否有希望？
The answer is found in verses 16 to 25.
答案就在于16到25节。
Ezekiel's prophecy is against the people back in Jerusalem.
以西结的预言是针对耶路撒冷的人。
Who think that they are safe and secure in the city of Jerusalem.
那些认为自己是安全的，在耶路撒冷城内。
They thought that those who are not in the pot, the exiles in Babylon, are the ones who are cast out by God.
他们认为那些不在锅里的，像那些在巴比伦被掳的，是被上帝给撇开的。
They wanted to discredit and disassociate with the exiles in Babylon.
他们想摸黑并撇清那与那些在巴比伦被掳的以色列人。
So they say in verse 15.These exiles are not under God's protection. They do not have the temple. They do not possess the land of Jerusalem.
这些被掳的人没有受到上帝的保护，他们没有圣殿，他们不会被拯救。
They will not be saved.
他们不会被拯救。
But they have thought wrong.
但是他们错了。
The exiles are the one whom God is saving.
被掳在外的是上帝所要拯救的。
They are the remnants of Israel.
他们是以色列的遗迹。
They may currently be in exile.
他们目前虽被被掳。
Even though they do not have land or the temple.
即使他们没有土地或圣殿。
But yet God is with them.
但神与他们同在。
God is their sanctuary.
神是他们的避难所。
God is going to give the land of Israel to them again.
神要把以色列地再交给他们。
But more importantly.
更重要的。
God is going.To give them an undivided heart and a new spirit in them.
神要给他们一个不可分割的心，赐给他们新的灵。
To reestablish the covenant relationship with God.
重新建立他们与神立约的关系。
Verse 16 and 17. 19 to 20, I shall read this to you. Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Although I sent them far away among the nations and scattered them among the countries, yet for a while I have been a sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone.
第十六节，所以你当说，耶和华如此说，我虽将以色列全家远远迁移到列国中，将他们分散在列邦中内，我还要在他们所到的列邦暂作他们的圣所。
Verse 17, therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I will gather you from the nations and bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again.
第十七节，你当说，主耶和华如此说，我必从万民中招聚你们，从分散的列国内聚集你们，又要将以色列地赐给你们。
In verse 19, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them.
第十九节，我要使他们有合一的心，也要将心灵放在他们里面。
And in verse 20, they will be my people and I will be their God.
第二十节，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
This covenant was first made with the entire house of Israel.
上帝曾经与以色列国立下这个约。
They worship God in the temple in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷圣殿内敬拜神。
But now, God has left the building.
但现在上帝已经离开了圣殿的建筑。
God is a sanctuary for the people in exile.
上帝是被掳的以色列人的避难所。
Wherever God is, there his sanctuary is.
神在哪里，他的圣殿就在哪里。
Our recent church retreat's theme was 重新开始。
我们今年退休会的主题是从新开始。
This is true for us and also true for the remnants of Israel.
同样的，这是给我们的信息，也适用于给在以西结时代的。
We cannot begin our relationship with God without a renewal of our heart.
若没有重建我们的心，我们是不能与神建立关系的。
But the application for today's message is more than that.
但今天的信息不止于此。
It allows us to also consider in whom do we place our trust.
它使我们思考我们的信任在于什么呢？
Jehoiakim ignored the warnings of prophet Jeremiah.
约雅敬忽略了先知耶利米的警告。
The house of Israel ignored the warnings of Ezekiel.
以色列家忽略了以西结的警告。
The policy advisors placed their trust in their own wisdom and in their military defense.
政策领袖靠自己的智慧和军事防攻行事。
They gave the citizens a false sense of security.
他们给了以色列人民虚假的安全感。
Which resulted in more deaths.
导致在第二次围困时有更多人死亡。
Sometimes we also place our trust in human objects.
有时我们也把我们的信任放在某些人身上。
We seek ways of resolving issues on our own.
我们忙着靠自己的力量去寻找解决问题的方法。
When we should be asking God for forgiveness and repentance from our sinful ways.
实际上，我们更应该求上帝宽恕我们的罪和悔改。
We think we do not need God.
我们认为我们不需要神。
When in fact we need Him more than we can imagine.
而事实上，我们需要他比我们想象中的还多。
When we are walking in sin.
在我们行在罪中。
We are afraid of God.
我们怕神。
We fear his sword.
我们害怕他的剑。
We fear his judgment.
害怕他的审判。
But it is times like this.
但是就是在这时候。
When we need God to be hard on us.
我们更需要神严厉的审判。
Just like Jerusalem.
就像耶路撒冷那样。
What is evil and sinful must be totally destroyed.
邪恶和罪恶必须完全被销毁。
What remains will be used by God for his glory.
剩下的将用于神与他的荣耀。
Let not our hearts become a cooking pot of destruction and death in our lives.
不要让我们的心成为我们生活中带来破坏和死亡的锅。
Let us pray. Lord Father, we come before you with a heart of repentance, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness when we have placed our trust in other things other than you, Lord.Lord, let us be reminded that you are the source of our blessing and you are the source of our security. Even though, Lord, sometimes we place our trust in our families, in our work, our relationships, our church even, Lord Father, let us know that these are good things, but Lord, you are the source of our security. Let us learn to put our trust in you in all that we do. As we pray, Lord, you give us this new undivided heart and a new spirit in all of us. And Lord, that we may turn to you and experience your love, your grace, and your mercy in our lives. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.